T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It is celebrity mystery guest time. Jen and Tim will have 1 minute on the clock to ask yes, no questions to our celebrity on the line, and I don't want to waste any time. Good morning, celebrity mystery guest.
Morning.
All right, guys, you have 60 seconds. Jen, you're going to start with the yes, no question only.
Okay.
And you'll keep going while you get yeses. And when you get a no, it's to Tim. Go.
Okay. Mystery guest, are you best known for movies?
Yes.
Okay. Best known from movies in the 90s?
No.
Are you best known for movies in the 2000s?
No.
Best known for movies in the 80s?
Maybe old.
Oh, okay. What about 70s?
Yes.
Okay, 70s, 80s. Celebrity mystery guest, are you using an accent? Okay,
no.
Let me ask a different question. Celebrity mystery guest, are you best known for comedies?
No.
Are you best known for one film in particular?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, you keep going.
That's time's up, guys.
Time's up.
Celebrity mystery guest, why don't you reveal yourself to the members of the show, Jen and Tim?
Okay, this is Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, my God!
Whoa! Oh, my God!
You've got to be kidding me!
And I probably should have said yes to all those years because this movie's been popular for 40 years.
But I realized
after I said no that I should have said yes.
Well, we didn't even go in the music direction.
I know.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So, Olivia Newton-John, we just saw you on the Today Show because you do have a new memoir called Don't Stop Believin', which
Bye.
I am so excited to read because, I honestly might cry because I love you so much. So when I was a little kid, oh my God.
I told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
Did you tell her that I was going to cry?
I told her that you're just a super fan.
Oh, God.
Jen's losing it.
I am. So I watched and listened to Grease when I was a little kid. I mean, that's all I listened to on our record player. And then,
how sweet. Record player. Isn't that funny?
I know.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And then I love Xanadu.
Who doesn't?
I think I learned how to roller skate and wear barrettes with ribbons in them because of your character in Xanadu.
Right,
I love that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. This is so amazing.
I believe we've been on the same journey.
Yes.
Yes. That's a big part of your book, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yes. Yes, it is. How are you doing, Jen?
Good. So, I know that your breast cancer came back.
Yes.
And mine did too after about a year and a half, and it's in my lungs, but they are, I joke around with the morning show that I go to these appointments and it's like, they say this, you have cancer and this is just so great. My doctors are so optimistic and I feel so lucky that there have been so many advancements and, you know, it's one of those things that I'm not afraid of anymore because I'm learning to live with it and handle it just day by day.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I say we live with it and we win over it. And my choice of words is to say I'm not battling, because when you battle, you set up this kind of terrain of anger and it's exhausting and, you know, fighting. So I like to win over it and be at peace with my body and try and, you know, talk to it about leaving, because you obviously have the right attitude. If you think positively, you'll create that in your life and in your health. So I'm sending love to you.
Thank you. And to you as well. We're talking to Olivia Newton-John, our celebrity mystery guest. Oh,
it
my gosh.
It might be the best one we've ever had.
Yeah. And her new memoir is out now, Don't Stop Believin'. Let me share this one little story with you. So I had all these weird psychic moments when I was going through my cancer battle. And a lot of them were in the form of music. I would turn on the radio and it would be just a really bad time. And I'd have the song, like one of my favorite songs, pop up. And I was at Siteman Cancer Center one day and I was really nervous about my appointment. And I never paid attention to the music that they played on the overhead speakers. And all of a sudden I heard the first few notes of the song and I realized that it was Magic from the Xanadu soundtrack, and it gave me chills because the lines are like, you have to believe we are magic, nothing can stand in our way.
Yeah.
I felt like it was a sign, like someone was speaking to me through that song and telling me that everything was going to be okay.
Oh, that's a lovely story. Well, you know, I feel the same way about the title of my book is Don't Stop Believing, You'll Get By, and Bad Days Will Hurry By. And it's a very simple lyric, but it's very profound. It was for me, so... Yeah, we choose the positive things in life, and it really makes a big difference.
Well, make sure you pick up the book. It is out. Now, this book, this memoir, does it start with Greece and then talk about your own personal journey?
It starts with my childhood, really.
Oh,
and,
great.
You know, where I grew up and my family, when people don't know a lot about my family, and how I started my career and my travels through England and living in England as a young girl and all these things. So it takes you pretty much through my life.
Well, it's just been a total honor to have you.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it. Let's Get Physical was my first favorite song of all time. My mom, anytime it comes on the radio, my mom calls me. So it's keeping us in touch, and I appreciate that.
Oh, that's great.
Olivia Newton-John, thank you so much for being on the Courtney and Company Morning Show in St. Louis.
You're welcome. Nice to talk to you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Year made. I can just quit now. Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
It's the day after St. Patty's Day, 2 days away from spring, and on 370 right now, eastbound before you get to Elm Newtown, a Christmas tree reported in the center lane. Somebody looked at that and said, hey, we got to get that thing out of here. It's after St. Patty's Day.
I don't think they beat Courtney's record. I think hers was after Easter.
Well, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.